I left a large personal finance group focused on FIRE, financial independence, retire early. Yes, it's probably the one that you're thinking of. And it's a shame because the creators are awesome and what they're doing is amazing. That Facebook community has stopped being amazing for me, and here's why. Even though the group is filled with great information daily, engaged community members, and tons of inspiration, sadly, there is an underlying issue that I got fed up with, and eventually I had to leave the group. I would like to make this clear, though. This is an issue I've seen pop up on numerous occasions in the personal finance space as a whole, and once or twice a year, I have to speak out about it. And this time it's on Martin Luther King Day for so many reasons. And the issue is financial shaming. Real talk, you can't moderate people's levels of empathy. In Facebook groups, on social media, in regular in-person conversations, etc., I'm so over people shaming other people for their financial choices, especially if you're not paying their bills. Paying their bills, that's a slightly different conversation. And in the group that I left, I got tired of the mansplaining, condescending comments, and passive aggressive behavior and comments towards people really trying to figure things out and move forward in their lives. These actually were not directed at me, had nothing to do with me. I would just read them on different people's comment threads. And this reminds me of when I started to fall out of love with Dave Ramsey. And I felt like he has this amazing platform. I loved his approach to personal finance. I loved everything about him, but I would listen to him talk to people in ways that I felt would lose people that really needed the help, people like myself at that time. And I had to let him go. He has blocked me, by the way, on Twitter. I have that claim to fame. And this behavior, I would see it in that specific group and other groups on a daily basis, and I was just over it. And by staying in that group, I felt like I would have to always be defending people or in a defensive posturing. It was just a horrible waste of my time, ultimately. And that's a shame because I run a personal finance platform that is focused on helping people with money, having empathetic conversations about money, helping people learn how to earn more money, how to pay off debt so that they can have the mental bandwidth so that they can improve their lives, so that they can embrace online entrepreneurship. Like, I am all in on all those things, but I had to decide to leave that group to better use my time for many reasons, not just that they drove me crazy, but also because there were other spaces that were cultivated in such a way, such as my podcast, other people's podcasts. Actually, there's a women's group focused on FIRE that is amazing. I love that group so much. And there is a total lack of support for any kind of behavior like that in that women's group. It's so empathetic. It's so just so wonderful. It's just a wonderful group. I can't say it. I can't praise it highly enough. And so I just decided that I had to leave. Now, part of why it was happening in that group too is it's huge. And I do think that the larger a community gets, the harder it is to really manage the people that come in. Really, like at this point, I kind of think that there has to be a way to kind of vet the people, or else you get this kind of stuff going on. And I don't like it anymore. I never did. I'm not tolerant of it and I'm over it. Sorry, I had a little hiccup while I was speaking. And the thing is, a lot of these behaviors really show up on social media. And I think it's because the comments can be passed off as funny, quote unquote. Well, let's talk. To find this episode's show notes, go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/time-to-end-financial-shaming. different opinions about money are absolutely fine, but making people feel like crap because of the decisions that they've made is just a tactic to make you feel powerful over people who may just need some compassion, knowledge, and better systems. Yesterday, when I shared what today's episode would be with my mom, she also brought up the point that we should question the people putting other people on blast the most. My words, not hers. She doesn't say on blast. She was like, are they really as financially together as they are saying they are? Like, basically, are they shaming other people to make themselves feel better? Martin Luther King Jr. made the following two observations, quote, "Nothing in all the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity, and rarely do we find men who willingly engage in hard, solid thinking. There is an almost universal quest for easy answers and half-baked solutions. Nothing pains some people more than having to think." These quotes are important in this discussion because it feels like so many people are so quick to discount the following conversations about money: that women make less than men, that people of color with names that are considered ethnic are less likely to be hired for jobs regardless of their qualifications, that 51% of African-American women will find themselves supporting friends and family at some point during their life, and that myself, Sandy Smith, and other people that you know in the personal finance space have already experienced living through this statistic. Emotion can be the breeding place of bad financial decisions, that not everyone will make the right financial choices all of the time, even when they have a great financial record. In the past 8 years that I've blogged about personal finance, I've increasingly seen that money is a tool that intersects with emotion, knowledge, skill, drive and motivation, community, and quite frankly, chance and circumstance. And if a couple of those areas where money intersects end up slightly off, things can get messy really soon. So I thought I would share some of my experiences with financial shame, including a recent situation, so that you can understand that I'm a human being just like you, trying to get my life right. And even though I've had a ton of financial successes that include paying off $60,000 of debt and counting, spending 7 years of relearning my financial habits, kicking overspending to the curb, learning to make money outside of a 9-to-5 passively, those experiences flew out of the window when I was triggered by a couple of fearful financial situations. And when I reflect on the why, it's because I have financial PTSD from years of being deep, deep in debt, having bill collectors call all those years, and just dealing with an ongoing financial mess that, even though it's much, much better than when you first met me online, it still affects my mind and my daily life and what I do and what I believe I can do. And it's something that's important to share. And financial shame has presented itself in my life in the following situations: emotion and money, knowledge of money, where I didn't know certain things. Like, I knew how to work really hard when I first started like making money as a young adult, but I wasn't really taught savings. I wasn't really taken to the bank, and I never had conversations about any of this stuff. It was just be a good employee. And this is not an uncommon conversation in most people's families, like be a good employee, be ethical, show up on time, but investing to grow your income over time, that wasn't a conversation. Staying debt-free, that wasn't a conversation. Not getting into student loan debt, that wasn't a conversation. It was different. It was like, the student loans will help you to get your education, and this is the only way we can afford you to go, even with all the grants that you won and scholarships. So I think that having conversations like this on my podcast and with other people, it's to make sure that you hear that there's not just one way that these experiences with money occur, Like, we don't all wake up and have family members who are like, you know what, babe, I'm going to make sure the kids inherit all this money and we've got property that they're going to get. They can like sell it or, whatever they're going to do when we die. And I have life insurance and we've got all that set up. That doesn't happen in every family. And I'm getting sick and tired of people assuming subconsciously that it does because they don't want to do the real work of thinking deeply about how money really happens in the different families out there. Okay. That's not how it works. Not every family works this way. Sorry, I just got mad. Financial shame has presented itself in my own lack of control with money. I have to also admit that too. Okay. So just because I was ignorant about money, that also manifested in lack of control over what I did with my money. So that's important to share as well. And then finally, how I earned my money. Like, I would feel shame, especially when I was building up my business and at certain points of my business where I was like, I still kind of need to side hustle to balance all this out because the cash flow isn't quite what I want it to be. And then I met these people here in Denver who sell baby clothes. I met them 2 months ago. So this is a very recent story. So 2 months from the time this episode's being recorded, which is December of 2019. At the time this episode's being shared, it is January. So it's 2 months. And I met these people at a business function. They sell clothes to Banana Republic for children. Beautiful clothes. They're here in Denver. They're a Colorado company. And they said to me, they were like, this entrepreneurship thing is rough. We were still side hustling while selling clothes in Banana Republic up until a couple of months ago. And we still occasionally pick things up. So the other reason why I bring this up is I'm also sick of people being shamed for side hustles. That's going to be a whole other episode because recently young Jock was shamed for driving Uber. Maybe he was bored and was in his car and needed to make some money and was like, or didn't need to make money, just was bored and had something to do. What is wrong with you people? And that's not you people, my listeners, but what is wrong with people? Don't you have other things to focus on than putting people on blast for doing the things that they need to do in order to take care of their business? Just like the guy who was on A Different World, he was put on blast for working at Trader Joe's. You know what? He could have been researching a role. He was, in fact, providing for his family, taking care of his business, and just minding his business. And I wish people would stop making people feel bad to make themselves feel better, because that is the only reason why you would do something like that. Ugh. So I want to talk in particular. I got heated. Like, I'm all like fired up. I want to talk about something that I was always planning to share. And I felt like this was a good day to share this. And it's about emotion and money, because I think that one can be a huge trigger. So in 2018, I was having a challenging year emotionally. I'm a little stuffy today. Sorry. So if you're like, you sound weird, I can tell I'm a little stuffy. Anyway. In 2018, I was having a challenging year emotionally. I was questioning if I should keep working on being in business. Entrepreneurship is so freaking stressful, and I was really struggling on how I wanted to make money. I was still paying my debts off steadily, but it was just under a lot of stress and pressure. Now, before you say, well, you should have like not quit your job and, before your debts were paid. Well, I had a lot of freaking debt and I would have had a heart attack and died, and it's my life. So I don't want to hear that opinion because I don't care. The point is, I was still paying off these bills and I was in the situation that I was in and I was living my life and I was okay because I wasn't dead from a heart attack from stress. So I changed my life. Anywho, but basically I was emotionally tired and energetically spent. And then I had something happen, not once, not twice, but 3 times during that year that just really, that hurt me emotionally and just, it just triggered my financial PTSD. What was it? I was served papers from 3 different credit card companies looking to collect on old credit card debt. And even though I had blogged about money for years and knew that I should take a step back and check everything to make sure that this was legit, I didn't, and I ended up paying on three bills that were charged off many years before and that I was actually in my legal rights to contest and would have been able to have the request to pay dismissed if I had done the following: asserted my rights under the Fair Debt Collections Act. Because all of those were charged off debts that were more than 10 years old. And the companies had reactivated the collection process just to see if I would react the way they thought I would, with fear. And I did. And during that year, three times I sat in the courtroom in 2018, and not once did I hear someone assert, hey, this debt was charged off 12 years ago. I'm legally not obligated to pay this bill. It is my belief that God / the universe wanted me to experience this situation so that I could share this story, my story, with other people. By the way, I had another company try to pull that this year. I wasn't served with papers, but called about a bill that was charged off in 2008. It is 2020. The minute I spoke with them, they knew that I understood the law and that I would not be caught off guard this time. They threatened me. They really did. They were outside of what was appropriate for the Collections Act. And I made it very clear that I would be researching everything about this. I haven't heard from them since. Being emotionally distracted hurt me financially in more years than I can count. And I knew that there would be someone out there who would judge me about the mistakes I've made with money and this mistake with money who's listening to the show. Like, I'm sure there's someone who's out there who's like, well, why didn't you do that? Why didn't you call? Because I'm human. I'm not a robot. I am not a cyborg. I am a human being with emotions and feelings. And sometimes I F up. Right? Like, sometimes I just F up like everybody else. There is a reason why I lead with financial empathy as a part of the financial space, like as a person who's a part of the financial space, as a personal finance influencer. And it's because I'm still a work in progress. And with every lesson I learn, I'm going to educate other people. I've actually had other financial influencers share stories with me that they've kept quiet from their platform. And I think that's a huge disservice to the people that they're helping, because people don't believe that you've had hard times once you get to the other side. It's just true. And I understand why these influencers don't want to share some of these stories, because they're on the other side. And you want to leave that chapter of your life in the background. You want to leave it in your memory and move forward. I get that. I really do. Currently, I have less than $7,000 in unsecured debt. So it is, like, at this point, I think have it done and paid for by sometime in March. Like, it's just about done. Then I will have student loans and one other debt that I have to manage. So the student loans, it's just one student loan. It's a big one, but it's one thing that I'm focused on, and then another debt. The thing is, this is a huge moment for me, because when I first started this journey, I was dealing with so many people, so many entities, so many things. Like, oh my God, like, just thinking about it, it's so amazing to me that I was able to stick this out for so long, one day at a time, $1 at a time, itty bitty payments at a time, changing my habits. I don't really emotionally shop anymore. I don't overspend. I don't, like, all the things that I used to do, I don't do them. Like, that person and that financial identity is gone. I do all the same things in terms of my quality of life and lifestyle without all the aggravation, and changing my life on a profound like micro level, like when I look at a menu and I'm like figuring out what I need to bring to pay for happy hour before we arrive, and how I use a car share instead of having a car. My car before was paid off. How I've saved thousands with that decision. How I learned to diversify my income. How I know how to generate income and money from wherever. Like, all of that is a very different financial identity than before. How I go on vacations and it's all paid cash money. That's all, again, a very different thing than what I did before. But still, with all of that going on, I'm a human being who still sometimes feels financial shame for the mistakes that I've made in the past. Here's the thing, though. I no longer actively feel financial shame as often as I did. I do have some moments, but they have become fewer and fewer over time. I share this episode on Martin Luther King Day as a way to foster conversation, empathy, and compassion. Please remember, not all of us start with the same tools. We don't all start at the same starting point even. Some people have things that happen outside of their control, and those things may affect their finances, like illnesses, their relatives' financial situations or friends. And if they choose to support or help those people, they are well within their rights to do so, and you are not right to make them feel wrong for helping someone else. Likewise, I am not, even though it's not right for me, I am not in my rights to make you feel wrong if you make a decision that is saying to yourself, hey, I can't help these people because I can't help myself. Like, I can't judge you. And at the same time, you have to show me the same respect and not judge me. Remember that we don't have to accept our current financial situations. It's not like you're stuck in the situation. It can always move back or forth. But if you keep stepping forward, you'll eventually keep moving forward. And finally, there but for the grace of God goes you and I. And for those of you who are so busy judging people, maybe that same energy could be used educating and lifting people up, or just shutting your mouth. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you like and subscribe to the show. You can find this episode at michelleismoneyhungry.com/time-to-end-financial-shaming.